Hey, it's Paulette again, and I'm honored to bring you another episode here on the Thriving in Chaos Project, now in its fourth season. I bring you resilient survivors, key resources, and experts in their fields to lighten the load and shine a light on the path forward from confusion to conclusion through all things divorce and transformation. So let's get started. I am hosting a retreat in Belize. Some of you may know, but I used to live there. And Belize is a melting pot of culture that carries over into the food, the music, and the fun. It is the best of both vibes, from jungles to ground you and beaches to heal and soothe. I lived there for many years and go back and forth between there and Atlanta because I can't get enough. My co-host, Tierra, visited me and didn't want to leave either. No one does. This is paradise, folks. My co-host Tierra and I chatted about the perfect all-inclusive location for you ladies that are going through a pivot in your life and need to reset, renew, and rebuild, and we nailed it. We kick off with a three-day adventure in the luxurious eco-resort Copal Tree in the southern Belize jungle, followed by three luxurious days on Thatch Cay Island, a private island over water, oceanfront oasis in the turquoise Caribbean along the Belize Barrier Reef. Whether you're going through or just coming out of a divorce, especially with a narcissist, a career change, or you just want to get back to the parts of you that you haven't seen in a while, we are talking to you. Make note, May 4th to the 10th, 2024, and start packing. Space is very limited on the private island and in the jungle. Be sure to act now. We have a passion for leading truly transformational healing events, from heart-opening, accessible guided meditations to connection-based life-changing tools and practices. We curate each moment with care and compassion to ensure every lady is taken care of from the initial registration to the final namaste. It's better in Belize. Welcome back to the Thriving in Chaos Project with your host, Paulette Rigo. We're going to wrap up this series on the top divorce mistakes that I see couples and individuals make every darn day. And this one can have the most lasting repercussions and risks, because once you let your health go, it's hard to get it back. Ruining your health and well-being as a result of mismanaging stress, anger, fear, sadness, and overwhelm. Now, all of those things are going to happen in divorce, hopefully not all at the same time or on the same day, but it is likely that at some point during your divorce decision, determining your why, your organization, planning, getting through it, healing, you're going to be experiencing a sense of uncertainty, fear, and every other roller coaster of emotions possible. And it is never okay to not take care of yourself. It's time to practice what I learned by Cheryl Richardson, who is the pioneer of life coaching. She's from Massachusetts. Hi, Cheryl. Up in Newburyport, she's written a lot of books, and she wrote a book called The Art of Extreme Self-Care. I highly suggest you all get it, read it, and live it when you are going through any trauma or life change, but particularly during divorce. Why? Well, when you're going through an illness, you have a doctor, you have a medical team, you have people constantly checking your blood pressure, your temperature, your blood, checking your hormones, just checking up on you. But when you go through divorce, there's no divorce doctor that rings your doorbell and say, "Hey, I hear you're going through divorce. Gee, why don't I take your blood pressure? Check your blood. Check your hormones. How are you eating? Are you sleeping? You know, you look like you've lost a lot of weight. Or, are you eating too much ice cream? Look like you've put on a few pounds. And those bags under your eyes, man, they're getting bad. And, gee, you look a little sallow. You're looking a little bit, you know, dry and pasty. Your bloodshot eyes, and you're all swollen. And you're getting the picture here. I mean, I don't mean to paint this as some sort of catastrophe, but it is so normal and so natural and so common for people to go through divorce and let their health go on the back burner. Why? Well, you got a lot of other shit to do. You got kids to worry about, finances to worry about, where are you going to live? What are the neighbors going to think? How can I get through this and not fall apart? Oh, I got a job that I got to keep up with. All those things typically fall apart if you fall apart, right? Why do you think they say when you get on the plane to put on your mask first? And in divorce, you have to embark on the journey of caring for yourself, because it's not going to be a short, quick fix. Most divorces, even if they're mediated, take a few months, and it's a stressful time. And the self-care journey begins the moment that you embark on any divorce journey. The conversation, litigation, mental health, co-parenting, real estate, your mortgage, insurance, and taxes, all of the confusion that comes along with it is going to increase your cortisol, increase or decrease your appetite, and put your adrenals and your immune system in high alert. And now is the only time that matters, because divorce is an in-the-moment experience. There's no dress rehearsal. There's none of it. You have to be completely engaged in the now. Phone calls, emails, engagement, being prompt with your decisions, making smart choices. And how the heck are you going to do that if you haven't slept or eaten a good meal, or you don't have a sense of clear-mindedness because your health has been disrupted, compromised? Your future wellness and happiness depends on you now prioritizing your health. If you never have prioritized your health, divorce is a great time to reevaluate what in your health, in your wellness picture, is missing. How's your diet? What are you eating? How's your sleep pattern? Do you follow our circadian clock of rising with the sun? Or are you dependent on 9 cups of coffee and an alarm to get your ass out of bed? Can you start to prioritize your body's natural rhythm for rest, rejuvenation, and activity and productivity? Can you find balance and harmony in those two worlds? Because you're going to need them, and you're going to need a sane, competent peace of mind. Now, if you can't do this alone, you need to get help. Get a personal trainer, go to the gym, stop going to McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and getting donuts and sandwiches to go. Now, there's nothing wrong with an occasional bout of Chick-fil-A, don't get me wrong. But if you're constantly eating fries and salty, greasy, high carbohydrate food, pizza, all of that stuff, right? Your body is going to go on adrenal collapse. You need nutrients, fiber, hydration, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, all of those. So look at what you're eating. Look at how you're resting. What are you eating What are you drinking? What are you thinking? How are you renewing? And how are you moving? That's a bit of Chris Carr for you. She's my wellness guru. Hey, Chris, love you. Read all your books. And I'm a big believer in a whole food, plant-based diet. I don't always follow it, but I'm a believer in it. So look at your health. If you're ever going to find a time in your life when you need to take care of you, it's now, because no one else is going to do it. So consider yourself scolded. The Thriving in Chaos Project is just that. It's a project. It isn't a one and done checklist. You have to really be able to see the things in your life that are working and see the things in your life that aren't and prioritize them. So I challenge you, go get a physical, get your blood tested, and know your hormone levels and make a few notes about your lifestyle, because you've got to thrive and divorce is chaos. Keep listening, gather your notes, and reach out to me. I'm here to help you. Whether you need a mediator, a certified divorce coach, or you own a business and you need my consultation and consulting work for your employees, check out Better Divorce Academy, Better Divorce Blueprint, and Divorce Right. We are the solution. So thanks for trusting me. Thanks for being a part of my family and my tribe. I love each and every one of you. You got to keep moving. Got to keep shaking, and you got to keep thriving. I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me today. If you were inspired by today's episode, please share it with a friend or a loved one. My hope is you feel empowered to take some action, no matter how big or small. Action that allows you to step out of the chaos and thrive on your own terms. If this podcast added any value to your day, please review it on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Until next time, keep thriving in the chaos.